Welcome to the Falls on Farm Unit. While the Ag Health 101 series is mostly focused on health topics and not safety, falls is a crossover topic and an important risk factor for farm workers. We've looked at injury records in Iowa over multiple years, and for farmers, farmer visits to an emergency room over several years, we found that 22% of the time is because of falls. For those injured by a fall, there's a 1 in 3 chance that there is a moderate to severe outcome. 52% of the farmers or farm worker emergency room visits following a fall had a fractured bone. In addition, falls was the only cause of injury that had an age-related risk factor. Farmers 55 years or older are 1.6 times more likely to seek emergency care than those younger than 55. In this chapter, we want to discuss some different farm risk factors for falls and describe simple prevention guidance and resources to help communicate these risks to farmers. It's important to realize that when injuries are coded for falls, the official coding system, ICD-10, describes falls from the same level, such as from slipping on ice or snow, from collisions with another person, or just from slipping, tripping, stumbling, to falls from non-farming sources, such as bed, chairs, other furniture, playground equipment. It also includes falls from elevation, which include from stairs, steps, or ladders, falls on and from scaffolding, and falls from out of or through buildings and structures. There's a whole bunch of things that get put into this fall category. In this unit, we will discuss known vulnerabilities associated with falls on the farm, specifically what medical and personal conditions are associated with increased risk of falls on the farm, as well as increased severity of outcomes of these falls. Then we will discuss a few key hazards and prevention suggestions to reduce the risk of falls on the farm, which may change by season. These prevention suggestions do overlap with some of the PPE hazard assessment discussions that we've had in that unit, so we will be circling back to concepts we discussed earlier as a refresher. In the next chapter, we will highlight risky surfaces and conditions for falls on the farm to orient you to thinking about structures and equipment to consider in discussions with farm workers about fall prevention. Before we leave, let's have your discussion question reflect on a simple fall that you have had. People don't want to admit that they've had a fall, especially as we age. So it's important to be able to talk about life experiences to be able to share examples with those we want to protect. In order to build your ability to capture critical factors to evaluate in a fall, I will ask you to think about specific factors in your story. Your question is, describe a time when you fell. When describing it, try to address the factors and conditions and outcomes so it is clear to others. What were you doing just before the fall? What was the condition of the surface and surrounding environment? What was the light? Was it noisy? What was your body position as the fall began? What were the important clothing, footwear, hand conditions that might have played a factor in the fall? And what was the outcome? Was there any injury? What kind of injury and to what body part? When you describe a time you fell, remember there's a lot of information we want to be able to get out of this fall in order to come up with recommendations. So think about this. Practice describing it with others, and then circle back to the next unit on falls where we're going to talk about fall risks on the farm.